This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, August 3. Grace and Truth. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning Him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Some of us are what we might call truth people. We tend to draw firm lines between right and wrong, and we feel that we have a responsibility to speak up when something doesn't sound right. Sometimes this is a gift, because God can use us to identify sin and injustice, urging people to bring about change. But sometimes it hurts our relationships, because we can focus on the negative and be judgmental, pushing people away. Meanwhile, some of us are grace people. We gravitate toward the idea of God's love and forgiveness, and we don't like making a scene or creating conflict. Instead, we try to forgive others and move on. This too can be a gift, because God can use us to bring harmony into tough situations. But we need to be careful not to ignore serious hurts and problems that should be addressed. In the Bible, we learn what God is like in the life and teaching of Jesus, and we see how Jesus brings the practices of grace and truth together. Jesus is infinitely compassionate, willing to forgive all who place their faith in Him. At the same time, He's not afraid to speak a hard word of truth to bring someone deeper into faith. At this time in your life, what do you need from God? Grace? Encouragement? Forgiveness? A word of truth to set you in the right direction? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for being the God of both grace and truth. Speak whatever words I need to hear in my life in order to grow nearer to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.